This is KERA News. I'm Christopher Connolly.
The Denton County Republican Party held its biggest fundraiser of the year on Ronald Reagan's birthday, and it was a show of force. 1,000 Republicans in formal wear crowded into a cavernous banquet hall to hear from elected leaders. Congressman Michael Burgess praised the county as a bastion of Republican politics in Texas.
Denton County was the Tea Party before there was a Tea Party. Our voters are active. Our voters are educated, they're resilient, they demand excellence, and they are the best.
Burgess told the crowd that the county helped push the state to the right. More than just ideology, though, the Denton County GOP is a powerful force because it gets people to the polls. And that's due in no small part to Diane Edmondson, who has chaired the party for 14 years. She's giving up the position to run for a seat on the state Republican Party's executive board.
Since I've been chairman, we have never elected a Democrat to partisan office in Denton County. And they very seldom file more than two or three candidates anymore because they know we're just that strong.
Voter turnout in Denton County has been higher than the state average for the last six elections, but party strength doesn't always mean party unity.
We've got the social conservatives, we've got the fiscal conservatives, we've got the so-called liberty Republicans, we've got the so-called moderate Republicans.
As Republicans across the state prepare to vote in the March 1st primary, those factions are on display. House Speaker Joe Strauss and many of his lieutenants and allies throughout the state are facing challengers who say they'd make the state house more conservative. But Edmondson says that misses the point. The last session saw sweeping gun rights legislation, a fiscally conservative budget that defunds Planned Parenthood, and almost $850 million for border security.
We had the most conservative session ever, according to the lieutenant governor and the governor. And so what's the big deal, real honestly? Was Speaker Strauss my original choice? Absolutely not. But look at the results of the session, not the personalities of the session. Tell me what we didn't get done.
Over the last few years, Edmondson has seen lots of new people engaging in politics for the first time. That new involvement often comes with a sense of urgency, one that sometimes fuels divisions. But Edmondson says that's fine.
One size fits all is not in our platform. You know, we've got varying viewpoints. We should be able to discuss, perhaps come to some sort of agreement, but not demonize our fellow Republicans. And that's what I'd like to see changed about the national politics as far as how they're talking about each other, and certainly here in my county.
When Edmondson talked to her fellow Republicans Saturday night in one of her last speeches as party chair, she was emotional. She thanked her supporters, most of all her husband, and she ended with marching orders.
It's been a great run. I've enjoyed working with all of you. And now let's all work together really, really hard so that in November, we take back the White House and we take back our America. Thank you so much.
With all the heat surrounding this year's presidential election, Edmondson says she expects turnout to be huge and, at least in her county, overwhelmingly Republican. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.